tourism dollars, you got to look at them like gravy. They're money coming from outside the community, going into the community, paying for jobs and paying for services. And more importantly, the taxes that you get on those services are people outside your community, and hopefully outside the county, that are paying those taxes as well. So instead of just continuing to tax yourself, which is just moving money around, you're able to bring in that tax revenue from outside as well. I think one of the challenges we're going to face in Adams is if you look at a lot of people in the eastern part of the state, the greater Boston area, they're going to New Hampshire and they're going to southern Maine and coastal Maine for their vacations. How do we get them to want to come to Adams and Berkshire County and say, this is where they want to start spending their vacations? Because it's all about value-added dollars. We know that we have a population decline throughout Berkshire County, and that's a challenge as well that we have to deal with. But if you can't bring people in on a permanent basis, bringing the tourism in lets you maintain a business level and an economic development level that allows you to provide the services that you still need to provide to the residents of the town. So I think it's a great opportunity. I think they've got a gorgeous downtown, which is a great placemaker for bringing people in there. And there's a few colleges in the area, too, which is great because people often want to go back and visit where they went to college. So Adams trying to market itself as, hey, this is where we want to be for tourism and we want to be the recreation destination for tourism is very important. I think ecotourism and agritourism are growing throughout the country, and that's particularly an area Adams might be able to jump on board with.
How do you go about addressing an aging population and sort of a brain drain, if you will?
Sure. In some ways, they're related issues, but they're separate. And it's not just Adams and Berkshire County. It's actually rural counties all across America. And the challenge is that, you know, families are smaller than they used to be. And that's one of the reasons we're seeing an aging population and a shrinking population. Rural counties for generations might have had large families, 5, 7, 9 kids. So when a few of them moved off, you still had enough people left to replace the local population. And that's not happening throughout the country, throughout the Western world, really. So in terms of retaining people, it's about bringing new people in as much as it is about retaining the people from the brain drain. You need to try to make yourself attractive to young people from other areas to come in. There are counties throughout the United States that have high, you know, 70-80% youth outflow rates, but they have a net inflow of youth as well. People hit a certain age and sometimes they want to spread their wings, they want to explore the world, or they go to college somewhere different and they want to live there, and that's fine. And I think it's worth focusing on keeping people there, but you also got to look at how can we bring other people inside, because that's how you start to reverse that trend, is come here, come live here. And it's about marketing the assets that you have. Home prices in Adams and in some of the surrounding communities are very, very reasonable, certainly compared to the eastern part of the state and parts of Connecticut. So that's a marketing tool you can use for young families to say, hey, you're looking to start a family and you're looking to settle down. Come out here. We have reasonably priced houses. You've got opportunities. Sometimes it's tough to make sure those job opportunities are present for people, but it's about trying to bring people in as much as it is about trying to just keep what's there.
And a big thing for the region recently has been the loss of North Adams Regional Hospital, and then the return of some hospital services up at the former hospital. You know, coming into a town, a community who has gone through the loss of a hospital, how do you see your role as a town administrator in making sure that the people of your town have the health care that they need?
So my approach as a town administrator would be to point out the economic benefit and value of having a hospital locally and regionally. I can tell you up here in northern Maine, we have several local hospitals, but it is not uncommon for us to have to travel 3 hours south to the city of Bangor for a lot of different medical procedures. And what that means is that's dollars going out of the county and it's dollars going out of the area. Now, if it's one community versus another, you can say that at least that money is staying local. But the further you have to travel for medical care, the more the cost goes up, which hurts everyone. And those are dollars that are going to somewhere else, and they're dollars that are leaving the economy. In particular for the North County, those are dollars that are leaving the area that we'd like to stay there. It's very difficult as a town administrator to have a broad impact on healthcare. I mean, healthcare and hospitals are such a complex entity, and they're so structured and governed by demographic changes throughout the country and federal and state statute. But I would certainly want to be an advocate for making sure that we have quality access healthcare in the area. Not only is it important for citizens, in particular an aging population, but from an economic development standpoint, it's critical that you have quality healthcare available. It is probably one of the biggest drags on the economy where I am now in Aroostook County, is that we are sending people and money downstate and out of state for medical care that could be staying right in the county. And in terms of trying to attract young families, it's a very tough selling point to say, hey, come on here and relocate your family and move here. And maybe you take a lower paying job to make up, but it's made up for the fact that, you know, we have reasonably priced housing. But by the way, you're going to have to travel further and further for medical care. that may unfortunately be a trend that's happening nationally, but it's not something I'd certainly want to be a part of, and I'd look to see whatever we can do, and the dollars and cents ultimately are what it comes down to, but certainly advocating to keep quality health care as close to home as possible. In particular, in an aging community, the other reason you're going to want to do it is you want to keep seniors in their homes as long as possible because they want to stay in their homes as long as possible.
How do you see Adams as a piece of the region?
As Adams in the area continues to get smaller, reaching out to our neighbors is going to be more and more important. And I personally would like us to take a leading role in working on regional collaboration on a whole host of issues. We have individual communities and we have individual neighborhoods in our communities, but we're part of a larger regional area. We're part of a state and part of a tri-state area, really, or even more. So I think it's going to be important as we move forward that Adams play a central role in reaching out to different communities and different agencies in the area for regionalization.
And why Adams?
It was a challenge profile that I was familiar with enough that said I felt I could hit the ground running with it and then hopefully capitalize on some of Adams' assets, which I think there are more assets than liabilities in this sense with the challenges to the community versus their opportunities. But I saw a challenge profile that I felt I could have an impact on, and I saw some opportunities that I felt could be expanded on. So for me, professionally and personally, great opportunity.